it went far beyond that.
I've noticed that podcasting is really great for exposure, for getting your name out, a use as a branding tool to get in front of more investors. The other day, I was at the Vertical Street Ventures conference and somebody heard me networking and talking and laughing. And they're like, "Hey man, I've never met you, but I think that I've heard you on a podcast. Do you run a podcast?" And without even knowing what I'd look like, they already were familiar with me. They knew my voice and my story, which was crazy that somebody could pick me out from a crowd just from my voice. And that's the power of podcasting, I think. So why did you start this? Was it just to learn, or was it because you want to create a brand or get exposure? Any of these things ring true to you?
I mean, all of them ring true. I mean, ultimately, the primary reason I started The Wealthy Trucker was to try and find people who would potentially want to invest with me passively. And so that was the number one reason. But as I developed the concept of how the podcast was, you know, going to be structured and what I was going to talk about on it, it went far beyond that. And so it's kind of become a branding thing, and I'm trying to brand The Wealthy Trucker as something far beyond just real estate and real estate investing. So it kind of became its own thing, but it still serves a purpose when it comes to raising capital for real estate.